Have you ever eaten fresh frog legs? Fried up in some oil? Not too many folks have these days. I'm pushing 100, so I remember back in Maine we used to eat them all the time. Catch some frogs, skin them legs, throw them in a pan. They're just like chicken wings, only a little spongier and a little slimier. I remember I was 5 and my great aunt Sookie took some legs. They were skinned, but she hadn't fried them yet. Boy, she said, boy, come look at this. And I looked over the counter at them legs sitting there on the plate. Aunt Sookie took some salt and sprinkled it over the legs, and I'll be damned if the legs didn't start a twitching and kicking. Damned if I didn't start a puking right then. Something about the salt raised a little spark in the muscle, though the frogs was already dead. And that's what gave me my idea for my cyborg army. See, I'm not long for this world, pushing 100. Damn near as I can tell, this world isn't headed any grand old place anyway, no sir. Headed down the damn tubes. I thought I'd build me a cyborg army and winnow the planet down some. Figured if humanity's gonna disappoint me, well then hell, I'll go ahead and disappoint humanity. Got some friends over at the medical school. They got me some people legs. People legs. I put them legs in some special cases I made in my shop. Some salt water and a couple of batteries. Got my nephew to help me program the brains. Built some torsos out of old heavy parts. And arms out of some old pistons. Now I got me a cyborg army. Been working on it a couple of years now. Got a few hundred cyborg parts ready to march. Legs pickled in saltwater brine, but still strong enough to carry them around. Piston arms strong enough to hold a man in half. Dead legs ready to march across the world. Cyborg brains telling them what to do. But I don't know, back when I made my first cyborg, I was ready for him to go out there and just start tearing up the world, raising a ruckus and killing a bunch of folks. But now I'm not so sure. I think when it's my time to go, I'll just turn on them legs and let the cyborgs figure out for themselves what they want to do. I figure me telling them to go kill folks don't make me any better than those bastards who told me what to do. Yep. I figure I'll just let those cyborgs march wherever the hell they want. If you ever eat fresh frog legs, fried up in some oil, not too many folks have these days. I'm pushing 100, so I remember back in Maine we used to eat them all the time. Get some frog. I'm gonna go get some more.